Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst as we greet all listeners at Radio Pulpit ngegama lika Jesu. Our scripture reading is lapha ku Luke chapter 19 verse 13, Matthew 24 verse 46 to 47. In Luke chapter 19 it reads, "So he called the 10 of his servants and gave them 10 minas. Put this money to work, he said, until I come back." Matthew 24 verse 46 to 47 it reads, "It will be good for that servant whose master finds him doing so when he returns. Truly I tell you, he will put him in charge of his position." We thank the word of God this morning. Manje, reading this parable in Luke, it doesn't specify how many servants were all in all before the 10 were called out, meaning that what was important for us to know was the numbers sent out and entrusted with the miners. Furthermore, we need to know that number 10 in the Bible described the divine authority and also divine perfection and completeness. We read about 10 commandments, 10 percentiles. Jesus made 10 statements of I am in the book of John. In Numbers 14:22, Moses said, they tested God 10 times. In Daniel chapter 1:20, King Nebuchadnezzar found Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego 10 times better than his magician. We also read about 10 lepers. We read about 10 parables of the 10 virgins. And today we just read about the parable of 10 miners. Our message for this day is, you can work with what you have. You can work with what you have. In verse 34 of the previous chapter, in Luke chapter 34, in the previous chapter we read in Luke, we learn about the beggar that Jesus healed in Jericho. And in chapter 19, we read about Zacchaeus, the tax collector. Both chapters involved money issues. And maybe, I say maybe, that was the reason Jesus so fitting to make a parable about the money matters. Secondly, both chapters mention, it talks about Jericho. And we must understand that whenever a word or a place is repeated, it means there's something important that we need to know. It means an emphasis. And Jericho is mentioned 3 times. Looking back at the history of Jericho, we learn that Moses delegated 12 people from each 12 tribes of Israel to go spy Jericho. Out of the 12, 10 of them failed and couldn't accomplish the mandate they were given by giving back the negative report. And afterwards, because of that, they were struck to death. But now, out of that historical event, which was in the Old Testament, we see Jesus came up with a parable of 10 servants who were entrusted for a task. It may not be the same of what we read in the Old Testament, but we do read about 10 men in Jericho. Manje, this is like Jesus is making a statement to us or to the devil that even if 10 in the past have failed, God is still able to entrust another 10 with a better task than them. God cannot cease to raise people for his kingdom. Yes, in our times there are people who failed, but that did not stop God to raise others for the task. Our shortcoming does not hinder God to continue entrusting others. And the good thing about this parable, not one can make an excuse that they receive less than the other. They were all given equally so. The parable collaborates with the one in Matthew 20. About the wages of the workers in the vineyards, that whether they started early or started late, but all were equally paid. I would like to encourage you, and I would like to encourage, may you have received Christ very, you may have received Christ very late, and there are some abaye bamangelu Jesu In the gospel, they were active even before you, but the reward will be the same. In verse 15 of the scripture in Luke chapter 19, we read that the nobleman who gave the servants, the miners, sent for the servant to whom he had given the money in order to find out what they have gained with it. Now, the first servant earned 10 more, and the second one earned 5 more. Both of those servants, they were given a reward equally to what they've gained. But there was the third one who brought back the miner without having multiplied it. In verse 20, this other servant responded, Jesu Christo, I mean responded to the master and said, "Sir, here is your mana." Now the very words of his response spell to us that he never took ownership of what he was entrusted with by his master. Even today, there are people who don't take ownership of the salvation Jesus gave to us. People who don't even take serious the mandate which was delegated to us in Matthew 28. To add it all, this servant was brave enough to say, "I have kept it, laid it down away in a piece of cloth." And yet the master's instruction was not for them to lay it down away, but to put this money to work. Yes, he did put it aside, but put it aside without a purpose. This then is a lesson to us that whatever we do, it must be a purpose driven, and it must multiply. When God created us, was for us to multiply and replenish the earth. One man of God once said, God gave us trees, and when he gave us the trees, they replenish. We make chairs out of those trees. We make furniture out of these trees. It means that they've replenished as God has instructed. Things must multiply. Manje, purpose, you multiply the money. Is for money, the means of money is to do the exchange. Or if not, the exchanging is for transaction or investing. In order for it to multiply. Go to verse 21. The words of this servant's mouth resulted to what we read in Matthew chapter 12, verse 36. A man will have an account, will give account on the day of judgment for every careless words they have spoken. And by their words, they will be acquitted. And by their words, they will be condemned. So the very person who condemned me, manje in verse 21, the very words of the servant when he said, I was afraid of you because you are hard men, tells us that he had no confidence in his master. This is what most people are like. They don't serve God out of love or reverence to him, but they serve God thinking that unkulunkulu he's waiting to punish them. Naye loyo wayeserva the master ebona ngathi umaster wakhe hey he's a hard man. In Hebrews chapter 12 verse 7, the Bible say, "Endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as sons. For what son is not disciplined by his father? If you are not disciplined, and everyone undergoes discipline, then you are illegitimate children and not a true son." Manje, the behavior of this servant tells us that he was not a true son, but an illegitimate. In verse 27 of our scripture in Luke 19, it reads, "But those enemies of mine who did not want me to be a king over them, bring them here and kill them in front of me." Not only was the one miners taken from him, God was told ukuthi naye he was amongst those who were killed. Manje siyabona ukuthi lana bangcwele. Sisafunda ku verse 27, we need to not to forget ukuthi this was a parable uJesu Christ ayenza. And the parable and the killing, it was just a demonstration of what actually happens when a king has conquered his enemies. They are killed in front of him. Njengoba sabona no David ebulala uGoliath keeping claw yakhe. We may work with what we have and multiply. When Moses had to cross the Red Sea, God asked him, "What do you have in your hand?" Kusho ukuthi manje uNkulunkulu usibizele ukuthi sisebenze lokho esinako. When Gideon was sent to attack the Midianites, God said to him, "Go with the strength you have." Uma uJesu Kristu fed the multitude, he used what he was in the boy's hands. Uma uDavid struck Goliath, he used the sling that he ebesiphethe esandleni sakhe. Manje sibheke noShamga in the book of Judges. Elithi kaNkulunkulu, he struck 600 Philistine with the ox beyiphethe. Manje wayephethe imbazo and he was able ukusebenzisa yona to strike the Philistine. And ngithanda ukuthi uma sibheka especially when we look at people when they were fighting the Philistine, they were people who were fighting the Philistine without an ammunition. Ngani ngoba by that time bebengena lutho ama arms. The people who were monopolizing and mining silver ne golide kuma mines bekwama Philistine. So the weapons bezenziwe ngabo and they were monopolizing ukuthi abanye abantu bazithole. That is why sabona no Sauli ngesikhathi sika David ukuthi wakuyena kuphela wayine ammunition into emembozayo yokulwa. Manje uNkulunkulu esikhathini esiningi abantwana bakaNkulunkulu bebelwa ngento abayiphethe. Manje nathi siphethe izwi ukuthi silwa ngezwi. Ngoba noJesu wamnqoba uSathane ngezwi. NoSamson lithi he conquered the Philistine with the jawbone. Manje siyabona ukuthi lento uNkulunkulu uthi you work with what we have. Usebenzisa lento nayo. Lento nayo ozoyibuyiphethe yona uNkulunkulu akubekele yona ukuthi uzosebenzisa yona. Manje kuMatthew 24 kuverse 46 to 47 lapha esiyesafunda lithi leli lizwi kuverse 46 to 47 ka Matthew 24 uma simfunda lithi lana 46 to 47 it will be good for that servant whose master finds him doing so that when he returns I tell you the truth, he will put him in charge of all his possession. But suppose the servant is wicked and says to himself, my master is staying away long time. And he then begins to beat his fellow servants and to eat and to drink and with the drunkards. The master of the servant will come on a day when he does not expect him. And at the hour he is not aware of. He will cut him to pieces and assign him to a place with the hypocrites where there will be a gashing of teeth. Manje yilokho esikubonayo ukuthi uma usalindele ukuthi kukhona into ozoyilinda ukuthi manje uyisebenzise uma usebenzele uNkulunkulu manje uzolinda kuze kube late. UNkulunkulu ufuna ukuthi sisebenze ngento esinazo. There's a potential onayo ongasebenzisa uNkulunkulu ngayo. You know, this morning when I was coming a studio, one thing came into my heart was that there are people emabandleni abangakwazi ukucula. There are people abangakwazi mhlambe ukukhuluma. But there are people uNkulunkulu abasebenza as a kingdom financier. Abantu uNkulunkulu afuna ukusebenza ukuthi ba finance i-kingdom. That is also a ministry esingakhulumi ngayo ukuthi manje this is a ministry also ukuthi umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu uqhubekele ngaphambili. Manje uNkulunkulu ufuna ukuthi uthathe lokho ongakhona ukukwenza ukusebenzise for the kingdom, for the sake of the kingdom. UNkulunkulu even the professions zethu UNkulunkulu can use them ukuthi manje sisebenzise even as nasemabandleni ngoba emabandleni there are a lot of things that need to be taught, especially in this time we've got abantu abakuma drugs. Kufanele kube nabantu abaziyo njenge ku health ukuthi drug ethile i affecta kuphi, into ethile i affecta kuphi. Ngisho nani ne profession ye nursing, uma uyi nurse ebandleni you've got a platform ukuthi ufundise abantu ngezinto ze health ngani, ngoba that is what onayo siyambonga uNkulunkulu. And even no teacher kunento agudi kuyo ebandleni, kunabantwana abalekha ku subject ethile ekufanele ukuthi aba kube abantwana azobafundisa ngaleyo nto leyo abazoyifunda esikolweni. Manje izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi you work with what you have, sisebenza ngalokho esinako. UNkulunkulu ubusisa lokho esinako ngoba already seke sinikezile. Manje this verse encourages us to continue no matter what it was a concern. Lapha ku Luke 18 verse 8 lithi if when he comes he will find people holding on to their faith. UJesu Kristu concern ukuthi mangibuya, am I going to find abantu bebambelele in their faith? The thing sometimes that makes us to lose our faith is that sometimes we think ukuthi there's nothing for us esingayenza, kanti uNkulunkulu already seke kunikezile into ongayenza. You know, sometimes sifuna ukuba kwilimelight, sometimes you are a good cooker, or sometimes you know it dressmaking. You can even kuthwani unikeze abantu ama skill, teach people leso skill onaso abakwazokwazi ukuziphilisa ngaso. Manje as we look at this ukuthi you work with what you have, whatever uNkulunkulu akunikeze ukuthi uyenze. Let me tell you something, this is my testimony as I'm about to close lana. Ngine testimony yokuthi there was this lady masicela ukusindiswa long time ago. This lady came to us athi umoya engcele ukuthi makafundise abantu ukuthunga. Yes, bengikwazi ukuhambisa nje ilento umshini nokutrader, but administrate nokutrader, but bengakwazi ukukhatha ipattern nani. Two of us saya thina sibabili, and the day we prayed umoya engcele wehla. Let me tell you, sacala ukuthunga kwatholakala ukuthi the things ebengizikhulekela kuNkulunkulu, one of them was to go to Israel, and lo munye wayengazi nokubamba inalithi ke loyo efikile ezibuye natale umakoti. Today ubuilde a double story house ngani ngemali yokuthunga, ngani ngoba kube khona umuntu oneskill esithile oye wasifundisa. Nami ngithe mangiqeda ukwazi ukuthunga ngaqala ngayo thenga ama pattern ngakhatha, abantu baqala bathenga, ngathola kusho ukuthi ngenza another job mangibuye emsebenzini bese ngenza nalo. And that was the money engkwazile ukubhadala ikwelede, that was the money engkwazile ukuthola ukuthi ngiye a trip, first trip engaya kuyo e-Israel. Manje what I'm trying to say this morning is that you can work with what you have. Lento onayo yile ongasebenza ngayo. Manje siyabona ukuthi abantwana kwincwadi kaNehemiah mabezo build ama walls, kwaba nabantu abahlukile abazobuilda. Izwi likaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi umuntu waye perfume maker. Mawucabanga ukuthi umuntu e-perfume maker angaze zobuilda ama-walls, kwakukhona abanye those who forges weapon. Mawucabanga umuntu owenza welding naye wayekhona, mawucabanga ubani nobani wayekhona ezosiza ukuqhubeka umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje ngisho ukuthi you've got something kuwe. Sometimes maybe awuyiboni ngoba ubheka ezinye zabanye abantu, but search for it. And izinto zakhona uma uzibheka yile zinto uthanda uzenza umncane, yizo lezi uNkulunkulu afuna uzenze in the kingdom. Manje nezinye izinto ezingakuphilisa yizo zona lezi wawuthanda ukuzenza umncane, izibhekisise ngaphakathi ukuthi ngangithanda ukwenzani. Manje yizinto ezifuna ukuthi sisebenze loko uNkulunkulu asesinikeze kona. Maseke kukwenza loko, they increase they multiply. Njengabo laba abanikeza the minus elithi zikaNkulunkulu, omnye wabuya na 10, omnye wabuya na 5, but loyo wayithatha wayigqiba minus eye yathathwa nakuye yayonikeza lo wenze more, and at the same time naye mhlambe he was amongst kulabo ababe ababulawo. Manje kuseni kwanamhlanje, I would like to encourage you ukuthi manje sebenzisa into nayo, mosebenzisa into nayo uzoba nokudla etafuleni. And sometimes into esenza ukuthi singafuni ukusebenzisa into esinazo ukuthi sisabe ukuthi abantu bazothini. Manje yikho lokhu okuba yinkinga. May God richly bless you. Umoya ongcwele sasifundise ngalabantu abanikezwa ama minus ukuthi bayowa multiplier. Babuya na 5 banikeza umoya ongcwele wabandisela again, nalobuye na buya na 5 wamandisela, but lo ngabuya nganalutho azangathole lutho. Sometimes asitholi lutho ngoba asenzi lutho ngalento esinayo. UNkulunkulu asenze kahle ngegama lika Jesu. Father, we thank you ukuthi Nkosi yami, you are empowering us, you are encouraging us, you are lifting us up in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. This is umfundisi uGweni lokhulumayo ngegama lika Jesu. Amen.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.